Before we get back to the episode, I have a recommendation for anyone who's currently in the romantasy era. Recently checked out The Throne of Broken Gods by Amber V. Nicole, and if you love messy characters, impossible romance, and high-stakes fantasy, this is definitely one to add to your list.
The story follows Diana, a powerful shapeshifter who's been betrayed and is embracing her darker side, and Sam Keel, an immortal god king who refuses to give up on her. I loved that nobody is completely good or bad. It has the classic enemies to lovers tension, a slow burn romance, and characters that you can't stop rooting for even when they're making terrible decisions.
And the deluxe edition is gorgeous. It has stenciled edges, full color character art, and an exclusive bonus scene. It's also an instant New York Times bestseller. You can find The Throne of Broken Gods by Amber V. Nicole wherever books are sold in print and ebook. Check it out. People are animals. Yeah, no, I know that he will not be coming.
And then, like, hit his eyes and then pushed him down. And then he came out with us into our Uber. And
so
then
we kidnapped him.
A hairy chest.
Hairy chest.
One was a very, very sexy cowboy.
A very, very sexy cowboy. So did he have a hat? We need to discuss something that just occurred.
Oh, the beef of it
giggles.
All.
We were just doing ad reads, which we do from time to time. You guys hear the ads, do you? Hopefully you do.
Listen to the ads. Help us out.
Yeah, listen to our ads. Don't skip our ads. I know, like, you can skip other people's ads, but don't skip
ours.
But
you can't skip ours.
But we got to one that really got us with the giggles this morning.
We were not well. We actually could not get through it, and it maybe took 4 minutes, I think, to get through that just one ad.
It was too early for promo code beef.
It was Omaha Steaks, and I mean, it was a flawless ad read, if I do say so myself, but the promo code for the deal is promo code beef, and for some reason, when Colby was saying it, we just couldn't get through it.
It was
a mature fashion.
It was a problem, for sure. We just went around in circles trying to hold back laughing, and then whoever laughed first kind of set off the laughing. What's the word for it?
The laughing train.
Sure.
The giggle train.
The giggle train.
The floodgates were opened. I was just biting my tongue over here.
The giggle gates.
Yeah. I don't know what it is about the word beef, but it's just so funny.
I mean, Colby, especially reading it, I was like, oh, God.
Promo code beef.
Colby goes, promo code beef for $35 off. It was just funny.
It was really good. I'm not going to lie.
It was a good moment for us. It really, like, got the juices flowing. We always do the ads
first.
Did you guys miss me last week?
We missed you so much. Colby and I literally walked into this apartment, and it was a sauna.
Yeah, and you started shitting on the place. You go, it's hot in here. It's loud. There's a dying plant or something.
Oh, no.
I was listening.
That plant was going to be very wilted, was it?
Oh, yeah. It was really dead.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a plant. It was just a bouquet. It was a bouquet. That's okay. I had already known that was going to happen because, unfortunately, something that I love these days is brands, when they send their PR, they're like, how do we spruce this up and make it even more fun?
Yeah.
And oftentimes these days they've been sending flower arrangements,
yeah,
which I love.
They're very beautiful.
So that happened, but it happened to be delivered the day I was leaving for the beach. And I was like, this is unfortunately very bad timing.
It's not surviving.
But sometimes dried, like when flowers are dead, they actually look really pretty. So I was hoping, but no, it was a mess.
Yeah.
Wait, what'd they end up hiding in it?
Band-Aids.
Band-Aids.
Can you believe it? It was Band-Aid brand.
It was a Band-Aid bouquet.
It was a Band-Aid bouquet.
I don't think I looked into that closely. Yeah.
Well, it was a floral arrangement, but there were Band-Aid boxes hidden throughout, which honestly, obsessed.
Yeah, I love that.
I always forget to buy Band-Aids.
No, that's good PR.
I think Colby and I are in the same boat. Do we even have any Band-Aids in our house?
I have a few Band-Aids. Okay. Well, like a handful of them.
I can give you one.
But I don't even know where they are.
Don't worry. Katie's got plenty.
I needed one the other night. So I found one when I was in need. The other night I was opening a vitamin bottle, and there was plastic over the top of the lid, obviously.
Yeah.
And it got under my fingernail and cut whatever that is, the skin all the way under my nail.
Oh my God.
And my finger was gushing blood.
That's such a sensitive area.
Yeah. Cause it really hurt.
It doesn't really see the sun.
That sounds terrible.
Ow, I'm really sorry.
You saw it.
Oh, I did see it. I was literally not well
yeah
at it.
Do you guys know why, like, medicine and stuff is so, like, locked up these days in terms of, like, when you open, like, a bottle, there's, like, then another, like, seal
no, that they need
to pull off?
Because of children?
It's all because of the Tylenol murders. Tylenol murders. There's a documentary on Netflix.
Oh.
Because back in the day,
that one hasn't crossed my desk.
I forget what city it was, but there, it was terrible. People were putting, I believe it was like arsenic, like capsules that look like Tylenol capsules,
yeah,
filled with some substance that killed people. And they would put it, they would go and pull random bottles of Tylenol off the shelf. And just because back then they didn't have that seal over top, that you have to pull off. So they would just drop
for freshness
the like deadly capsules into some of them, and like people were dying, kids were dying.
Wait, how long is back then? Because like I believe I'm it was sure like, I have done
probably all. Not oh, no, that
no.
long ago.
No, no, no. Oh, this well, was like it wasn't the 80s. Like
since you've been buying Tylenol.
Oh. I believe this was the 80s. Let me
I mean, my mom might have
no.
bottles of Tylenol from 1982. The 1982.
It was in Chicago, 1982.
Chicago, 1982. People were just dying
Chicago
from Tylenol.
Chicago Tylenol murders. Yeah, I don't I think like how many people died? It's really crazy, but that makes you think about why things are the way they are today. It's hard to open things. Also,
now you can't even buy toothpaste.
Kids getting into stuff because of like it looks like candy, so they you know want the vitamin gummy bears.
I appreciate it. Like I'd much prefer this. Although I will say that like cover thing that they put on it, where you it's like not a peel. It's like you need to poke through it. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. What's your strategy? Are you just like jamming your finger through it, or are you going to get the scissors and you're cutting like around?
I'm a finger jammer.
Are you?
I am a finger jammer.
Yeah.
I jam the finger in, and then I like just will peel off the pieces that are around. That's where my finger jammed in.
Yeah, oh my god, twins. You have to open one of these bottles, it feels like a matter of life and death.
Yeah, because
I need to get into this right now.
When it comes to Tylenol, it is a life or death situation for me. It's usually when I have an excruciating. Although I heard that you're not supposed to take it after a hangover.
Yeah.
Oh.
Ibuprofen's better.
But like, okay, so like it has to do with the blood thinning, right?
Well, ibuprofen helps with inflammation.
Because I was
like
told.
Like an NSAID helps with, I think that's what ibuprofen is at least. It's like it helps with inflammation, which is like why you have a headache.
Interesting. Because I always thought that Tylenol was for your shoulders up and then from the shoulders down, like pain.
I think Tylenol's for fevers.
Tylenol's for fevers.
I'm pretty sure when I had neurovirus in Japan and I was throwing up everywhere in the train bathroom, I was screaming at people to bring me Tylenol because I thought that was going to solve my problems.
Tylenol. My sister can't have ibuprofen because of her medicine that she's on.
Oh.
So she can only take Tylenol.
Yeah.
I don't know. All I know is I was told that I should not be taking Tylenol for a hangover.
Well, you shouldn't take any of it often.
Yeah, but only after a hangover. Like, what is a girl to do? For me, when I'm hungover, it's not my stomach anymore. Like, I feel like in college, it used to be my stomach. Mm-hmm. I was like, wanted to vom my living daylights out. But now it's my head.
Oh,
it's always my head. It's just like, feels like someone's like an elephant is stepping on it.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
I'm surprisingly not that hungover, even though I drank, I think, like 1,600 tequila sodas last night. Although I kind of sound like it.
I can always tell from your voice.
You're nasally.
It is a bit nasally.
Well, I always feel like when I am like slightly hungover or like really hungover, my voiceovers always slap when I'm filming videos and stuff.
Because you're a little raspy.
Yeah, people are always like, oh, whoa. Oh my God, what the hell was that?
Someone just slammed.
Wait, the other day when we were coming in from the beach, I saw something. I saw
there's your neighbor?
No. There's no one. No one has moved out.
Oh.
We're all the same, the OG, the original recipe.
Oh.
Me and
my boyfriend.
Your boyfriend upstairs, and then above that, the two brothers that I have yet to like speak to, but right. I have seen them. But there was this incriminating. There was a bag of like dumplings downstairs. And I looked at it and I was like, what the heck? Because I had like just gotten in the door from like driving 5 hours from the beach, and it had been delivered or like ordered / delivered at 2 a.m. the night prior.
Oh.
But no one had gotten it.
That's tough.
And I looked at the label, and I'm not going to like out the person who had done it because that's.
Was it my boyfriend?
Humiliating. It wasn't him.
But the only one of their options.
No. But you know what? I've been there, but like how embarrassing. And guess what? No, this is the embarrassing part. That's not embarrassing because I've done that a million times. ordered like 2 a.m. just random whatever hyper fixated on. The thing is, it sat there for 3 days.
Why didn't you clean it up?
3 days. I don't know. Maybe he was out of state and ordered it by accident to his address, which I again have done.
Yeah. I've definitely done that.
But it sat there for 3 days. And Jack and I were like, what do we do? Like, what if he wants it? I don't know if he would want it 3 days later. Like, who knows what's inside of it?
I think at that point you kind of just need to like take it upon yourself to throw it away.
But isn't that like illegal to like tamper with someone's mail? Does that count as mail?
I don't think that counts as mail. Because that's like...
People steal takeout all the time, I think.
Yeah.
You think?
Not in our house.
Yeah.
Actually, this is crazy. I used to be chief breakfast officer at one of my old jobs.
Right, I don't know if you remember
this era of my life.
Oh, I do. Oh, that like brought back memes.
When I was CBO.
Of you saying that on the pod.
I used to love being CBO. And so when I was CBO, I used to order like a ton of breakfast, obviously, to the offices. And one time, these people literally stole the order. And it was like over $1,000 worth of breakfast. And I was supposed to feed like 150 people. And all of a sudden on the thing, I see the person like getting further and further and further away and then realized that they had literally picked up my order, which was like across the street also from where my office was. So, like they didn't have far to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were driving like out of state, like they crossed the bridge.
And I was like, cross state lines.
They crossed state lines with my Dr. Smoot.
Did you ever get it back?
Oh my God.
No.
Is that place still open either?
I actually don't know.
Also,
but yeah, so they stole like literally $1,000 for the breakfast from me, and I was just watching their bubble. I was like, where are you taking it? Like I think they took it home to their family or something. Like
do you
that
think they like forgot to drop it off?
There was honestly another really like, funny one.
I have groceries for the next 2 weeks.
I've forgotten that things are in the back of my car before.
You're not a delivery driver.
I honestly think they must have just been pissed off at the amount of things that I ordered, because then another time
did you give them a tip?
Of course.
That's why. You know what? I always give a 20% tip, like 20 or more, depending on the elements, for the delivery driver before, because like you can do it on Postmates before they deliver it. And I do think that that impacts the quality.
People are animals. During the flash flood, when I was stuck in Brooklyn for 3 hours, there were multiple Postmates that came into the place to pick things up, and they were just sopping wet. Like, people have no regard for ordering food when they're like, I can't go outside. But I mean, I guess maybe the driver wants to be making money, but
yeah, they want
to
work.
Yeah, also nobody's forcing them to bring you food.
Right. But that's so crazy. Oh, like I would never order something if it was torrential downpouring.
Wait, why? That's like my prime ordering time.
Okay, you are a better person than me, because I would absolutely order.
Also, people still need work to do even when it's raining.
It's true. I mean, the person accepted the order, but I was looking at them. They literally were like,
aww,
sopping wet doesn't even begin to describe it.
That's tough.
They weren't in like a little rain bag.
And also, you think your food's going to taste good when it gets to you?
I have no... My food always
tastes
good.
Surprisingly, yeah, they do a great job, but I always just give them a really fat tip on days like that.
I think when it's like torrentially downpouring,
seriously. I'll give like a 40%. 50% tip.
To set the scene, I'm not exaggerating. I was
where
stuck
were you
in Williamsburg for 3 hours because it was raining so hard and the streets were flooded.
Every time Colby goes to Brooklyn, there's a flood warning. Yeah. I'm not kidding.
No, and then literally it happened on Monday. I went to dinner in Williamsburg. It's torrential downpouring, and then I got off the L at Union Square, and it was not raining anymore.
Okay, so like every time you go to Brooklyn, so you just got to stop going to Brooklyn.
I know.
I told her that. I've been saying that.
Yeah. Remember when you guys were going
to
be
there? I need my friends to stop moving there.
No, literally, I'm not kidding. Every single time Colby goes to Brooklyn, flood.
Well, you know, rain makes corn.
Corn makes whiskey. Whiskey makes my baby.
Feel a little frisky. Rain is a good thing.
Rain is a good thing. All right, do the intro. Will we cut you off?
Welcome back to another episode of Match Made in Manhattan with Katie, Colby, and Adam.
Girls, how are we doing?
Pretty darn good. What kept you out last night until the early
hours of the night?
The early hours of today.
I had a night on a Tuesday, for sure.
As would you can tell say, my voice. Would you say the club is going up on a Tuesday?
The club went up. The club was
up. Oh my God, I forgot about that song.
Club's going up.
The club was certainly up on a Tuesday. Well, basically what we did is I had a going away party for a friend at the good old Flaming Saddles starting at 10 p.m.
Flaming Saddles.
It was an interesting choice.
Explain to everybody what Flaming Saddles is. Like, set the scene.
I thought I had been there before, but I actually think this is my first time ever going to Flaming Saddle somehow.
I thought we've been together.
I could have sworn we had two.
I think we've gone to the one in West Hollywood.
Oh, are there two?
There, I think so. Oh. I think we've been to the one in West Hollywood.
Okay, well, essentially what Flaming
Saddle... You have been there with me.
That's what I thought.
Back in... But I'm talking back in the...
Like when you lived in Hell's Kitchen.
Yes, so it's probably completely different now.
Yeah. Okay, so Flaming Saddle is essentially a bar, very cowboy themed, and it's like a gay bar where like you'll go with like straight friends.
Exhibit, you know? A, I've been many times.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
And every, I don't even know what it is, like at the top of every half hour or something like that, there's like cowboys dancing on the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And putting on like a show. And essentially like everybody was supposed to kind of dress like a little bit in theme for this going away party. And then I got invited to this event right beforehand at the corner store, and the attire was cocktail attire.
Oh, God.
And so my friend and I are texting each other back and forth being like, how are we supposed to go from cocktail attire at the corner store to like cowboy boots at whatever it's Flaming Saddles? So that was a fun little excursion. The closest I got was a boot cut jean. My friend left cowboy boots with her doorman in case we needed to swing by and grab them, but instead she showed up in full heels, as all the girls did, because it was like four of us.
Yeah, well, that's acceptable. That could be Western.
Yeah,
it's acceptable.
We showed up full cocktail. Well, I mean, I guess I was in cocktail attire. I made it work. I was in like bootcut jeans and then this black shirt that I have this whole thing now where I like unbutton all my buttons.
Ooh.
We showed some cleavage. The boobs were out. I really got Katie with that one.
I was like swallowing, and I was not expecting to giggle, and then I giggled. Okay, fun.
But it was so fun. The event at the corner store was honestly like a really good time. They had, oh shit, I hope I brought this home. One of the things that they did that I loved is they had this woman, and she was like engraving lighters. So you can,
oh, yeah,
like,
cute.
Yeah, yeah. And so what the event was for was for House of Stassi, which is, I guess, like Stassi Schroeder's new show on Hulu.
That, oh, I'm like,
yeah,
I saw that.
Yeah, unfamiliar with what the show was about. Colby was asking me this morning while we were walking here, and I was like, could not even tell you what the show's about.
It's about her life, right?
That's like, what my guess,
yeah,
was.
Yeah, I didn't know if it was like a competition. Well, because it's called House of Stassi, and there's the Vanderpump Villa. That, so I didn't know if it was like a thing or if it was about her.
I think it's just about her, because I remember seeing like promo for it.
I think it's just about her, and then there are like some other cast members from Vanderpump Rules who were in the show, because they were there last night at the party. I was trying to explain to Colby who was there, and I was like, this girl with brown hair who I don't think I know her name.
You were probably like walking past Bravo celebrities, yeah, and for you didn't, sure, even know it.
I'm just like an idiot. Like, I don't know how to like place
you're
these
not
people.
An idiot. There's a lot of people to remember these days.
There are.
Like, so many.
Like, everybody's somebody.
Everybody's somebody, for sure.
And so everybody's somebody, everybody's nobody at the same time. We're all just here.
We're all just here. But anyways, the like engraving lighter situation was like, you put whatever you wanted to say. It's like House of, and then you say whatever you wanted to say. So I was not creative. I said House of Adam. So mine says House of Adam. My friend says House of Whores.
Whores?
Whores. Like a bunch of sluts.
Oh, that's really clever, because it's like House of Horrors.
Yeah, except, you know. WH.
Yeah. Yeah. You and Colby need to come up with a name for your home.
Adam wanted to call it Treehouse.
I did want to call it Treehouse. No. Why? Colby didn't like it.
Why Treehouse?
It kind of feels like a treehouse. Like, it's like perched on the fifth floor. Oh, we have this little like window. It has the skylight. Like, it feels like a treehouse.
Yeah.
You know, Colby doesn't agree though.
Yeah.
I think it's cute.
So a bit whimsical.
You want something more chic, less like Peter
whimsical.
Pan. Okay. Less whimsical. Colby. Yeah, that's, I love whimsy. Yeah.
We can call it Up North. Because it's so far up the stairs.
The top of the rock.
Top of the rock isn't bad.
Recently, when I get to our apartment, I am always thinking that there's another flight of stairs, and there's not, which is a pleasant surprise. No,
that's good.
Surprise.
That means you're getting used to it.
Yeah.
No, I'm pretty sure my ass has grown like a lot. Like, if you measured my ass in the past year since we have moved into that apartment, big. It's increased.
Gains.
For sure.
Gains. Well, that's good.
Circumference has increased.
Free workout.
But anyways, the event was really fun, and we were just like dancing around, and one of these other Bravo celebrities who I know of, and like everybody else would know of too, I'm not gonna say his name, but like, he was also there and he was DJing. And then at the end of the party, we were talking to him, and we were like, I feel like this guy would want to come to like our friend's going away party. And so we're like, hey, like,
what are the odds?
We're like, hey, do you want to just like come to our friend's going away party at the Flaming Saddles? And he was like, what's that? And I was like, oh, it's like, it's really gay. You'll love it. Like, it's perfect for you. And he was like, okay, perfect. And so we're like, okay, but like to get out of this place, like it's going to be difficult for you, because he was essentially one of the Bravo celebrities and like everybody kept coming up to him and like wanting to take pictures with him and do the whole thing. And we were like, we want you to come with us, but you need to be able to get to the Uber. And we were basically like in the back of the corner store. And so you have to walk like through a tight path of a lot of people to get there. And so we essentially kidnapped him, because we put one of the girls' like shawls over his head and then like hit his eyes and then pushed him down. And then he came out with us into our Uber. And then so we kidnapped him. We did kidnap him. And when we were in the Uber, he was playing, he was like DJing the Uber, which was really fun. But Flaming Saddles is not close to the corner store. And there was so much traffic and it was pouring down rain.
Ooh.
And so I say this because we were in the Uber for, I think, 45 minutes.
No.
And so this guy was probably like, where the fuck are these girls taking
me? That's not good like, for, I am crossing straight lines with these people. Straight lines. State lines.
He's also crossing straight lines into gay, into gay territory.
No, he also had for sure no idea that Flaming Saddles was the gay bar. Well, I guess I gave him a primer.
I'm sorry. It's called Flaming Saddles. Like,
this man had no clue. He was like, party, sure, like let's rip it. I was like, perfect, all right, you're like,
coming. I love a party.
I was like, you're coming home with me. And so we kidnapped him. We were literally in that Uber for 45 minutes. It took forever for us to get there because it was pouring down rain. We were on the West Side Highway. There was like so much traffic,
not great for morale.
And the Flaming Saddles is like 47th Street.
Yeah,
luckily he, like, he's a DJ normally, and so he had, I guess he's a DJ normally, or maybe that's just, like, a side hustle. I don't know. Colby would know, because Colby knows him. That was my first time.
It's a hobby.
Experiencing him. Okay, it's a hobby. He had this, like, little, what's it called? Like, a thingy?
Describe. I don't know anything about DJ.
It's like a little thingy that you have, like, put music on, and then you plug it in. No, it's like...
A flash drive?
Yes! He literally was carrying around a flash drive.
Oh, that's crazy.
He was carrying around, he was like, don't worry, girls.
He's like, here's my mixtape.
I got my 10,000 songs on my flash drive.
He's like, I got my set.
And then I'm, he asked the Uber driver, he was like, can I plug this into your car? And the Uber driver was like, what?
Where do you even plug that into a car?
He found a place.
There's a USB port?
I suppose.
In a car?
Because he plugged it in.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess that's where you plug, like, maybe you'd plug a charger in.
Yes.
For, like, the old phone.
Yes. Yeah. Wow. So he was a character.
So you were listening to a mixtape on the way to Flaming Saddles.
Saddles with a random Bravo celebrity on a Tuesday night. What else could you ask
for? I can also imagine where you plug in the USB thing, because when the screen is up and you're selecting like Bluetooth, the USB is like usually an option, because that used to be where you'd play like an aux cord, or like you could hook up your phone to a charger and play music. But how do you select the song from a flash drive?
I think when you plug it in, it like shows up on the screen
like a CD,
because he was able to pick a song.
That's interesting. Wow.
And then obviously, like, this guy was just a hoot and a half at this place. He was ordering Cosmos at the bar, and I was like, Cosmos are like the my last experience of Cosmos is like you ordering them when we used to go to, like, imagine.
He's so Carrie Bradshaw.
So Carrie Bradshaw.
So Carrie Bradshaw. No, my mom loves Cosmos.
So when Katie used to visit me at the University of Maryland,
we've told this story 17 times.
She's a Cosmo only used to order Cosmos. No, not in a solo cup though. Katie would be like, I want it specifically in a martini glass.
No, I needed a martini glass.
They would give it to you at the college bar.
Yes.
I didn't even know they had martini glass.
They dug them out of the basement.
I said, I'm like, I need the glass or I don't want it.
Yes.
Like, I need the glass. I need people to, at that point in time, I needed people to know that I was drinking a Cosmo, because this was my first time watching Sex in the City.
Okay.
And like, I was back in that era.
Right.
This was college Katie. But nowadays, Cosmos are delicious, by the way. But like,
they were so good.
But you know what? It's a drink of choice for like a 60-year-old, 50, you know.
It's because it's so sweet.
Like a mother, you know?
Yeah. I mean, he was like pouring them in our mouths. And
they are
delicious, though.
They are delicious.
And I was like, this is really good, but I'm pretty sure it's a lot of sugar. Like, it's like a hangover
don't
waiting
they
to
have,
happen.
Like, cranberry juice in them?
I think it's cranberry, lemon juice, and then like vodka, maybe? Perhaps? Somebody can keep me honest.
It
on
is
that.
Vodka, I believe.
But this is like the last thing that you would expect, like, this guy to be drinking. And he's he like turns around and he has a Cosmo in hand.
To
and
be I'm honest,
like,
that suits him.
And I was like, what are you doing with that Cosmo? But if that's what he likes, that's what he likes.
Maybe he started the night with a Cosmo and he just, you know, wanted to be...
I think so.
He wanted to stay on the train.
I think so. It was a very active gay dating night for me, though.
Like, how'd
it go? I had a lot of prospects. When I was at the corner store, I was getting a drink with one of my friends for all the girls that were on the dance floor. And we order all the drinks. My friend goes to the bathroom. And then this guy, these two guys next to me start talking me up. They asked if I was their, like, intro question to me was, wait, you look so familiar. Are you on the Nanny Show? And I was like,
Million Dollar Nanny?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's a new show.
I similarly had no idea what the fuck they were talking about. I was like, the Nanny Show.
I need to look up the cast.
No, you guys need to... I think that's what it...
Which the Bravo actually, show is called. I do know one of the TikTokers who's on the Nanny Show, and he was at the event last night. And he happened to be, like, passing by at the exact same time as these guys asked me
Million
this question.
Million Dollar Nannies. What's,
is it a reality show?
Yep,
reality.
Yeah, I think
it's
new. So.
It's on Hulu. Yeah. It follows a group of elite nannies who travel to Ibiza. To Ibiza. Start an agency for the ultra wealthy, facing competition drama and a past scandal.
Interesting. I haven't watched it, but anyways, their intro question to me was, "You look so familiar. Are you on the Nanny Show?"
Oh my
show?
God, I need to look at the cast and see. I've only just seen clips on TikTok.
And I was like, "No, not on the Nanny Show." But then the guy who I know who was on the Nanny Show was passing by, and I was like, "I'm not on it, but he is." You know what's funny? Adult life tricks you into thinking you're finally caught up, and then all of a sudden, your faucet starts leaking, you've got boxes everywhere, and somehow, your to-do list is twice as long as it was yesterday. I feel like every time I check one thing off, three more things get added.
That was literally me after moving. Between unpacking, assembling furniture, I realized I was spending entire weekends on things that I wasn't even good at. So what did I do? I booked a Tasker through TaskRabbit, and it was honestly such a relief to just have it done.
TaskRabbit connects you with skilled taskers in your area for moving, furniture assembly, home repairs, mounting, yard work, and so much more.
And I like that you can actually choose your tasker based on price, skills, availability, and reviews, so you really know who's showing up, exactly who's showing up. They've assembled over 3.4 million pieces of furniture, completed more than 700,000 home repairs, and handled over 1.5 million moves, so you know you're in good hands.
When life happens, your to-do list grows. Get ahead of it now and get $15 off your first task at TaskRabbit.com or on the TaskRabbit app. Using promo code MATCHMADE. Taskers book up fast, especially for some same-day asks. So book trusted home help today. That's $15 off your first task using promo code MATCHMADE with the TaskRabbit app or at TaskRabbit.com.
Check it out. Okay, I'm going to paint you guys a picture. We've all been there. You get home from work and you're starving. You open the fridge and somehow you forgot to buy protein for dinner. Then you're scrambling to find a dinner plan.
That is literally me. Meal prepping has never been my thing, and I hate making a last-minute grocery run just to hope the meat I grab is actually good. That's why I've started keeping my freezer stocked with Omaha Steaks. It's honestly made weeknight dinners so much easier.
It's basically like having a trusted butcher and gourmet food shop right in your house.
They're juicy, flavorful, and you can really tell the quality is just on another level.
And they have everything. Steaks for date night, burgers for a cookout, chicken, seafood, even desserts. It takes all the guesswork out of dinner.
I also love that everything arrives frozen and individually vacuum sealed, so they're ready whenever you need them.
If you've never tried Omaha Steaks before, the Burger Perfection Flight is such a good place to start.
Try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Does anyone else feel like August is the Sunday of summer? It's when I start getting ready for fall without fully letting go of summer.
Same. You guys know I always do a little wardrobe reset, and Quince has become my go-to because I've realized I don't need more clothes. I just need better ones.
I mean, Katie, you've definitely been wearing a lot of Quince lately.
I have. They're organic cotton basics, Mongolian cashmere sweaters, and premium stretch denim, starting at just $50. All feel so much more expensive than they are. I wear my Quince linen pieces constantly. You know I love my jeans. They've held up beautifully and completely exceeded my expectations.
It's not just clothing either. Quince also has beautiful bedding, bath essentials, kitchen staples, and thoughtfully designed furniture. So you can upgrade more than just your wardrobe.
And they keep the prices low too, which you know I love.
Exactly. Everything is priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands because they work directly with ethical factories and cut out the middlemen.
We love Quince. Upgrade your every day. Download the Quince app for app exclusive offers or go to quince.com/matchmade. Get free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada and the UK, too. That's QUINCE.com/matchmade.
Check it out.
And then anyways, it was...
Is it this guy?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah. Do you know him?
No. Well, I've seen him the clips, but I don't know him.
He used to come up on my For You page when he was in college. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, everybody would know once we talk about him. I actually don't even know his name. Oh. I talked to him for like 2 seconds last night. But
he's cute.
I think I remember him from TikTok.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. He's a TikToker. But anyways, these guys start talking to me and I thought that they were a couple. And then all of a sudden, one of them like disappeared. Well, you could tell that the one was like really interested in me. Like he was just like...
You could tell.
The body language, like the way he was speaking to me, like you could just tell that he was interested.
Ooh, love
we like
it.
Had some good banter. And he was a lawyer. So, like, the first thing that he tells me, basically, is that he's a lawyer. And I was like, oh, perfect. I'm locked in because I love the law. And so...
You love the law.
I love the law. I love the legal system. And so, we had a lot to talk about. So much so that his friend, who I thought was his boyfriend, then disappeared. And then this...
He was like, this is so boring. I gotta correct. Walk away.
And then it was so funny because then my...
He's like, I gotta go.
One of my girlfriends comes back from the bathroom and we have like 6 drinks to carry back to the dance floor. But I'm like deeply engaged in a conversation with this guy. And then I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, I need to like try to involve her. And so I'm like, oh, like, whatever your name is, like, meet my friend, like, blah, blah, blah. And then she like understands what's happening. And then she collects all 6 of the drinks.
No.
And she's like, and I'm like, oh my God, do you need help? And she's like, no, you stay here. You stay here. Don't move. And then she like takes all the drinks back to the dance floor. And then this guy and I proceed to talk for another like 10 to 15 minutes.
You should have said to the guy, hey, do you want to carry some drinks? We could use some help.
Okay, here's the thing.
We can each take 2 and then we'll each take 2.
No. Yeah. So I did think about that in my head. But I was then like, I just met this guy and I don't know if I want to like bring him into my friend group type situation.
And
I was like,
stuck with him.
Yeah. I think I want to like have my conversation with him
and be able to leave if I want to leave.
Yeah,
smart, honestly.
So I stayed for another like 10 minutes talking to him, and then I was like, okay, I think my friends are gonna think I'm dead, like I need to get out of here. And he was like, okay, but like, can I get your Instagram, whatever? And so we exchanged Instagrams. He DM'd me almost immediately after and asked me on a date.
Oh my
and
God.
So yeah,
okay,
so we're gonna go get a drink tonight, I think
tonight.
Yeah,
oh my God.
Just what I need. I slept
it's
literally 3 hours.
All happening.
Yeah, it's all happening. And then so then I went to the Flaming Saddles, and there were 2 boys in this party who both took a liking to me. One was a very, very sexy cowboy, and he kept grabbing me, and I was like, oh my God, I'm literally like in love with you.
A very, very sexy cowboy. So did he have a hat?
I'll show you a picture of him.
Did he have a hat and
like sexy cowboy?
Ooh la la. A cowboy hat and a tank top. Wait, let me see.
Yeah, give the people a
visual. What is in his shirt? Dollar bills.
Oh, yeah, we were stuffing dollar bills in his shirt.
He earned them.
Look at that.
Yeah, no, he is gorgeous.
Oh, my God, wait. He looks like someone. I can't place it. Like a celebrity.
He might be.
He kind of looks like Chris Appleton, but with darker hair. It's not him. No. Adam goes, is it him? No. He is like darker. He looks like, honestly, a cross between Chris Appleton and like someone that would be on The Bachelor, but I can't place.
Yeah, no, he's really hot though.
So
very hot. Wow,
like I was in love with him.
Wow.
But then he decided that he was also in love with my friend because he's bi, and I was like, she's married, like leave her alone and come to me.
Oh, he couldn't decide.
Wow. So then me and my friend were fighting over him. So there was him, and then there was also this like 40 something year old who was also in love with me, and then was asking people at the bar like, would Adam be interested, like what's his type, like all these questions.
Yeah.
And so naturally I had to flirt with him too. Well, so you, I was just like, yeah, made
you had to
about
be like,
town.
So what do you prowl. What do you do for work?
I'll tell you. What do you do?
Yeah,
the
so
Adam Harrison special.
The Adam Harrison special. What do you do for work? Yeah, so we had a good time. And then this guy put on a show. So he got on the bar and started dancing with the dancers, and like the cowboy dancers. Because I told you earlier that at Flaming Saddles, all the cowboys get on the bar, like the bartenders, mm-hmm, and start performing.
It's like burlesque.
Yes. And so this guy gets
that
on the bar.
That movie is so good.
No, literally so good.
Yeah. This guy gets on the bar and starts performing and literally rips his shirt off.
Oof.
And it was like full yard. I don't know how else to describe what? It.
Like
full
yard?
Oh, yeah. Like, I've never seen so much hair. It was a lawn.
Yeah, wow. Yard. Oh, like yard. Like, yeah, I thought you were saying yardstick.
Yeah.
No.
It took me a second that I was like, hair.
Yeah.
Hair.
Yeah. Like a full lawn. Yeah.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, I've never seen anything like that in my entire life.
Hmm.
I've never seen a lawn like that.
I've
is that what they call it? Do they call it a lawn?
Just a hairy man.
A hairy chest.
Hairy chest.
He's
chest
a bear. Hair? He's a bear, yeah. As the gays would call it.
Yeah, I feel like a I've bear. Heard that. Like so, grizzly.
So
yeah.
Are we talking like hair on the front and hair on the back or just hair on the front?
I think it was only the front.
Only the front. Yeah, it tends to do that sometimes.
This guy was like really cute though, honestly. Like I loved him. I loved my time in the Flaming He'd Saddles. He'd
keep you warm in the winter.
Yeah, you're so right.
I've experienced some hairy men in my life. Not terrible, yeah. Unless, you know, sweaty.
I don't think I've ever even hooked up with a hairy man, if I'm thinking about it.
Never? Really?
I don't think so. Hmm. I'm trying to think, and I don't think I have. Oh, I don't, yeah.
Would you?
I mean, I don't like it, like, barren.
Barren? Oh, like, yeah.
Like shaved is freaky.
Yeah.
Like, why don't you have body hair?
Which is so funny, because, like, I literally am a mole rat. I like
some body hair on a man.
Same.
Yeah, I like a little bit of body hair, but not, like, full.
I like chest hair.
Some
I like
little grooming.
Chest hair blowing in the wind.
Yeah. Like, we can do, like, a 1/8 inch trim, but we can't do a full shave, you know?
Well, I remember, like, you would know on the swim team, it's, like, aerodynamic to have less hair. So, if they're, like, a runner, maybe they
used to have to, like, shave their legs.
Yeah. So, like, maybe if it's, like, for that.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know. People just aesthetically. But here's the thing. Like, once you start, you can't really stop, right? So, right. Maybe, you know, you try it out as, like, a let me just see. And then they're locked in.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yes. So, I really enjoyed my time at the Flaming Saddles. 10 out of 10. We'll go back.
I love
great,
that for you.
Great place.
I love that.
And that was my night, pretty much. And then this guy was literally Well, I guess I didn't follow up with this guy last night because I was just having such a good time at the Flaming Saddles, the one from the corner
for
store.
For your date tonight, for potential. For
my date tonight, potential. Okay. And so we followed up this morning at like 5 a.m. My alarm went off at 6 a.m. and I was like, I actually think I might be dying. I got home literally at 2:30.
Well, I assumed that you canceled your workout class based off of like the trajectory of the night that you were then having, and my alarm went off at 6 and I was like laying in bed reading emails, and I was like, what time does he usually go to this class? Is it 6:15? And then I hadn't like heard anything, so I was like, oh, he must not be going. And then all of a sudden I heard like the ice machine and I was like, oh no, I think he's going now. And then I heard the door shut.
Good for you.
Yeah.
No, I would never cancel a workout class. That'd be silly. I had to rally.
I've canceled many a workout class. Many a workout class.
I will say, if you look at my Oura Ring, though, like, for sure thinks I'm dying. Although, I somehow got a 54 on my sleep score, but I slept 3.5 hours.
Well, it was a restful 3 hours.
It was a good 3 hours. You got a good...
Sometimes a good 3 hours is better than a bad, like, 8.
Well, you'll just have a bit of sleep debt, right? Is that what... I've only had the Oura Ring for 2 weeks. So I'm
How are you liking it?
I'm really liking it. I like how it tracks my workouts.
Yeah.
And it shows automatically. It just knows. Although, because I started wearing it when I was at the beach a lot and I was doing a lot of swimming,
it was telling you to get up. Oh.
No. Like, I was doing swimming and it would log my swims. But then I, like, got back here and I was, like, putting clothes away in the closet. And, like, really, like, my heart rate was up, okay? I was, like, really going to... And the activity goes... Swimming? I'm like, no, I was not swimming. I was just doing chores. So
sometimes blow drying my hair when I used to wear an Oura Ring would come up as like hit.
Yeah. Yeah. It's cool. I like it.
I love it. They just sent me a new one and it finally works again. They sent me
a new, like the what's it called?
You have the thin one.
Okay, I haven't gotten that one yet. They replaced my old one because my old one was dying all of a sudden. Like, Colby's started breaking, and then all of a sudden mine, like, heard that hers was breaking and was like, I'm going to break too.
Yeah.
There's definitely a warranty, though, right? You could get mine, a new one.
Apparently is outside of the warranty, and all that they gave me was a $100 gift card. And I don't know why. It's like a phone. Obviously, there's going to be tech issues, and you're going to have to replace it, but I just, like, it's a principle. I'm like, I got the learnings from it. And honestly, now that I don't immediately wake up and see how many minutes of REM sleep I got, I feel free.
Yeah, that is true. Like when I had a bad night's sleep last week, I was like feeling
and
then really
it's in your head all day,
feeling really guilty,
and then you're like, ugh, I didn't sleep well last night, so like I need to go to bed early tonight. Whatever.
Yeah.
Rather than just seeing how you feel.
We'll see how I like it. I'm going to give it like a couple months
to
see.
No, I loved it when I wore it. It's just now I don't need to buy a new one.
I like how it tracks my cycle. Like, it's telling me what phase I'm in. It's like fun. Anyway.
I love that. Well, I think that kind of summarizes my situation. I don't think I have any other crazy things.
Speaking of, like, when I didn't want to, but, like, speaking of the DJ of it all.
Yeah.
It made me think, and your apartment, the treehouse of it all. I was thinking about Colby's upcoming 30th birthday.
Oh my God, should I have a DJ? Your 30th?
And Colby has said that we're going to go to your apartment and have a rager.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was just putting two and two together that
he literally told me he was like texting me anytime he want me to DJ.
Maybe we should invite your DJ friend to Colby's 30th.
My DJ friend is going to be really sad.
Colby has a DJ friend too.
Performance is going to be overshadowed.
No. I feel like your DJ friend would appreciate who I'm bringing to the table.
No, she would die.
Does everyone have a DJ friend? I don't have a DJ friend. Okay,
no, literally my DJ friend. This started as a bit to try and get like my best guy friend from home to come to New York for my birthday. And he's been to New York, I think, twice in his life. One time when I lived in the East Village, and that actually was to like visit, and then once for work, like this past winter. And I was like, come on, like you have to come. Like, I'm actually gonna be so mad if you don't. And
this one's your 30th, it's a big deal.
And so then we were like, okay, Lauren is going to bring her DJ board from Boston, and we're going to have a house party after. Like, you don't even have to worry about, like, bopping around and, like, dealing with buying drinks, like, whatever. We're just going to, like, have a house party. And then I don't think he's coming, but Lauren's still bringing her DJ board, and that's still the plan now.
Have you thought that maybe he's surprising you? Like,
he's definitely not.
Like, my toxic trait is whenever someone says they like can't come to something, I'm like, oh, but they're gonna surprise me.
But then
but I've never been surprised in my life.
Yeah. And then wouldn't you be like thinking about that the whole time that you're somewhere, like, oh, are they gonna show up?
Yeah. And I do. Here's the thing. Yeah. I do. And then it just doesn't happen.
Yeah, no, I know that he will not be coming if he says that he's not.
Okay. Well, he's a man of his word.
Yes.
But we'll have a DJ no matter what.
I need to find the speaker she did tell me. And also, the gag is Lauren, my friend from home, has never DJed before.
Oh, but she has a board.
She bought it to start, or she got it for Christmas 2 years ago because she wanted to teach herself how to DJ like as a hobby. And I think she's used it like you could count on one hand. Okay, times.
So this could be the start of something new.
Yeah, she was like, it's more so just going to be for the vibe. But I need to find the type of speaker that I can hook up to because it doesn't hook up to just like a small speaker. Mm. You need
could it hook one. Up to your TV?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? We can figure that out.
But I think somebody has to have a speaker, a real speaker.
Well, we can also just Amazon it. I feel like they can't be that crazy. Or Best Buy. We live next to a Best Buy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say, I think I have a JBL.
I know. That's what I have.
Like a little one.
Yeah. We got to go to the Best Buy. There's so little excuses to go to the Best Buy.
Yeah.
And like, this feels like one of them that we need to capitalize on.
There's a lot
of
appliances there.
I bought our, what's it called? When our heat broke.
Oh, a space heater.
Space heater.
Or what's it called?
Our heat.
I love Best Buy. I have such positive associations with Best Buy because that's where I went to like buy all of my like big electronics for my birthdays and stuff. And I remember waiting outside of one on Black Friday, like how many years ago, to get the new Wii when it came out.
See.
The one with the fitness plate. You know the one.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Wii Fit? Or like the, yeah, that
one. The one that told you.
I was obese every day.
Well, you know, that wasn't the primary usage, but like that, like, lives rent free.
I loved Wii Fit, and I went on there every day to see if I was still obese, and I was.
We should get a Wii for Colby's party.
I think that we have a lot of things
to do. We should play tennis. We need to have like multiple activities.
Wait, I'm like kind of committed to getting this guy to DJ your birthday. Like,
that would be so funny.
No, like actually,
I'm gonna text him.
We should.
I'm gonna be like, hey, I know that you were like blacked out when we hung out the entirety of last night, but you told me you loved me and gave me your number and told me to text you anytime. I need something.
Last night, this guy on TikTok posted that he was having a birthday party at Mr. Purple, but it's like a public event on my birthday.
Oh, let's go.
Okay, so that could be our... We're going to have a whole day of it. That could be our evening plan.
Yeah.
Hmm. There's a lot to do.
I don't know if I interacted with the video. I forget the person's name, but I clicked on their profile and he had a lot of followers.
Haven't been to Mr. Purple in a minute. Is that them like trying to revamp their...
They redid it.
Really?
They've been hosting a lot of stuff there, yeah.
I mean, it's a great space, I feel like.
Yeah.
Rooftop.
Yeah.
Great views.
Yeah. What could be better?
A pool.
A pool.
Seriously.
One of my friends, that was one of my favorite days ever, honestly, in the city. One of my friends jumped in the Mr. Purple pool with a backpack on because he was still living at home in Connecticut. And he was like, I'm going to go home anyway. And he was like, I don't really know how to leave. And he was just did a belly flop into the pool at Mr. Purple. And then they kicked him out.
So then he had to leave. Yeah. Then he had to leave.
Yeah, that was so fun.
That's funny. Katie, what's new with you? We haven't seen you in weeks. How was your trip?
I got quite tan.
You did?
Well, not my face. Because that was the plan.
I can tell on your foot, though.
But do you see?
Your foot is tan.
Yeah, look at my arm. That's a good tan.
You guys, and I didn't get burnt once.
Did you also
get
your hair dyed?
Like, before I left.
Oh, okay. Looks good.
But I'm kind of like, I'm having an identity crisis.
Oh.
Oh.
You want a bob?
Oh, no. Thank God. No.
You gotten Bob Girl yet on TikTok?
Yes, I got Bob
Adam
Girl.
Adam keeps asking me about this person.
Yeah, no, I got
this
Bob.
This person, she's iconic.
Well, she sent it in our group chat. Or you sent it somewhere. I saw it. You sent me something.
I think I sent it in our group chat, but Bob Girl, you
I
need
saw
to watch
Bob
her.
Girl. No, I'm not having Bob fever. I'm having like, should I have lighter hair? Like, I can't figure out if I'm committed to like the dark hair or if I want to like get highlights or not highlights, but like, you
bring
know
it
what
back
I mean.
To college, Katie.
Not blonde, but like a lighter. I'm just seeing girls with like this lighter, like, what's a good, like, comparison, kind of like, you know, like Emma Legay. Mm-hmm. Her hair, I mean, she just got a bob, which
she
got like, it's not a bob, it's a lob. She looks great, but like a lighter kind of chocolate brown.
Interesting.
But the thing is, like, I love dyeing my hair at home, and I like having like the freedom of like dyeing my hair whenever I want and being able to like just put my dye in and like go about my life and then like wash it out. So I'm just like having a bit of an identity crisis.
I see.
But
I think you could try it. You could always go back to being dark.
True.
I'm
also seeing like a lot of people getting extensions.
You could
not for
do
like
a toner too.
True.
Or a gloss. I mean,
because like I'm just having this internal dilemma of like, because in my
like
past,
you want your hair to be warmer.
In my past, when I've had like hair that I thought looked really good, and then now like looking back, I'm like, oh my God, that did nothing for me. I should not have done that. I'm like, am I currently in that right now where one day I'm gonna look back and be like, Katie, what were you doing?
Yeah. But a gloss is temporary.
A gloss is temporary. Vibes
so you
forever.
Could check it out.
Okay, I could check it out.
Try
I
it
could.
Out. But try like, it on for size.
I get so you nervous get going to like new hair people because then I feel like I have to like, there's just so much chat that happens at hair salons. So much chat, more than like the dentist, more than any other
familiar gossip.
You just have to chat. You have to like, it's like going on a date.
Yeah. And you have to like catch up with them, but you can also just say whatever you want.
I could be whoever I want at the hair salon. I could make up a whole fake identity.
Yeah.
We'll see.
It's true.
We'll see.
It's freeing in a sense.
Anywho, and nothing else really new with me. I'm just like having a hair dilemma, but I've been reading a lot of books.
Okay, book
I've
girl.
Read 35 books this year.
That's impressive.
Crazy.
Isn't that crazy? I was looking at... I just
haven't read one.
I just got a Goodreads. And so I've been logging. I just got it like last 2 weeks ago. So I've been logging, like trying to remember all the books I've read this year so I can put them in there so I could have like a rating of it and like just remember what I read.
Yeah.
And I really, like specifically in the month of January... And
you
February. I read so many Agatha Christie, like so many like mystery novels. So I like went in and logged those and I have like literally read a lot this year.
I love that for
and
you.
And Jack has read zero books.
Same.
Jack does
I was
not read.
Really just Nicole trying to think of the book that I read was this year, but I don't think that it was.
Every time somebody asks me what my favorite book is or like my favorite book that I read this year, I'm like, oh my God, I haven't done much reading this year, but I loved Tomorrow, Tomorrow, Tomorrow.
The book you read 3 years ago.
The book I read literally 3 years ago.
Well, they're making it into a movie, so.
Oh, are they?
I sent that to you on Insta.
Oh, did I see it?
There's like
I
a trailer or something.
It.
Or they cast it. They cast,
oh, okay.
Cast it. I don't think they started filming yet. But I never thought I would be with someone who doesn't read.
Well, but here,
like,
you are.
Here I am. And honestly, like, I don't really...
Well, so what does Jack occupy his time with? Like, when you're reading, like, what's he doing?
On the beach, my whole family was reading, and Jack was... He would just kind of sit there and look at the ocean. Like,
that's literally what I do.
He was just kind of raw dogging life.
I just lay there.
He's a simple man.
He was just there. He would like go on Twitter, but he reads
boys
Twitter.
Love Twitter.
Boys love Twitter.
What is these? I don't know why.
There's
boys
a lot of
like
sports stuff on Twitter.
Okay.
They like that's what they read.
Just Twitter. They just be.
I don't get it.
Twittering away.
It's just what they do. But
same. I don't even think I have Twitter on my phone.
I'm thinking of buying Jack a book, but I need to like really hit it out of the park. Like, it needs to be the best book ever, because otherwise, he's going to be like, "Well, that sucked. I'm never doing that
like
again."
You also need to identify like what genre he likes, because
I think he would like. Like thriller mystery, because we like to watch thrillers and stuff together, or like series like that. I think he would like a crime related, related something like that. So if anyone has any recommendations of boy books, let me know.
Boy books. The only books that I can really get through these days, I feel like, are like ACOTAR. Like I like some like
fantasy.
Yeah,
oh, but
I like
you haven't
some
read,
fairy porn. No, I have read ACOTAR though.
When did you read the whole series?
They're making that into a show, aren't they?
Well, I guess I've read up through
and
the fourth
And there's more,
book.
Right?
Oh, they're so making
they
it through?
Yeah, they are making it into some adaptation, either a show or a movie. And isn't there now a prequel or
the another author series? Wrote kind of like a parallel series called Throne of Glass, I think?
Sarah J. Maas.
Yeah.
Isn't that her name?
I think so. Yeah.
I read Throne of Glass, like the first two.
I read like,
and then I kind of
there
hit
was
a wall.
The fairy porn book, and then there was what was the other?
Fairy porn is ACOTAR,
right?
The Court
and then
of Thorn
there's
and Roses.
Something else that was also like fantasy sexy.
She writes a lot. She's written a lot.
Oh,
of
Fourth
stuff.
Wing.
Yeah. What was Fourth it? Dragons. Wing. Right.
I don't know.
Something fantastical. She was on.
I think it's called Fourth Wing's like the
yeah,
book that everybody.
You're right.
Yeah. That liked.
But that was also like I think it was dragons.
Yeah, they're dragons. Well, they're like knights and dragons and
wing
stuff like that.
Gives. Dragon.
Yep, yeah, right? Fourth Wing.
But it
I need
also
to read
gives
Throne of Glass.
Like home.
Throne Castle. Of Glass is good. I have the first.
Oh, did you read it?
I have the first two. I read the first two. I think I actually have. I think I bought all four. Like,
wait, or I did. Not, I read a book recently, actually.
What did
it
you read?
It was about, fuck, what's it called? I made it through almost the whole thing on my flight to Korea.
Okay, liar. You have read a book.
No, I totally forgot. Because I had bought this. Actually, this is so funny. I had bought this book last year when I was dating that one guy who like recommended this book to me, and I was like, I'm gonna pretend like I know how to read, and so I like bought this book because of this guy.
Yeah.
And it was about something Leon Talley. Andre.
Oh, the fashion book.
Yeah, yeah. Andre Leon Talley. It's like about his life.
It's his memoir, right?
Yeah, his memoir.
Yeah.
It's a chiffon something. Chiffon something.
The chiffon.
Yeah, sure.
The chiffon trenches.
Yes,
a
the
memoir.
Chiffon trenches. Yes, yes, yes. I made it through almost the whole thing on my flight to Korea, actually. Oh. It's very good. It's about his like his uprise in Vogue and his relationships with like Karl Lagerfeld and Anna Wintour and like Anna Wintour's second person.
I would love to read this.
It's honestly really good.
Wow.
Okay,
so you did read that.
I've read three quarters of it. I haven't finished it yet.
You didn't finish.
I want to read Phoebe Berman's Gonna Lose It or whatever her last name is.
Me too.
Also, Colby has her call, so we do need to wrap up.
Yes. And someone is also like sawing something in the backyard.
Someone's hacksawing in Katie's backyard.
Someone's doing a construction project in the backyard, so.
But guys,
we've got to go.
It's been fun. We'll see you next time. Love ya. See ya.
Bye.
$35 off with promo code BEEF.
Sorry. Promo code BEEF.
Okay. Promo code BEEF.
Why couldn't it just be matchmate?
No, say it again because I died.
I started laughing too.
Just say plus get.
Plus get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's omahasteaks.com.
We have the giggles.
That's omahasteaks.com promo code BEEF for I literally can't get through it. Okay.